are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Week two in the books. Week three now. Waiver wire ads coming right at you.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bendy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
What's going on, man? What a weekend of football. I mean, we had some devastating injuries. You know, we're only in week two. It feels like already we're in week five or six, the way that everything has been going on in the league. But we got to keep getting better and we got to keep doing it. So that's why we're here to help you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are right, buddy. You're right, man. And what a crazy week it was. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into some waiver wire ads. But first, we got to just talk about our friends at Thrive Fantasy, guys. Right now, Thrive Fantasy, man, they do over under prop bets, good stuff over there. Get you some money, Trey. What do you like about Thrive Fantasy, buddy?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Thrive is that they have different competitions. You know, you can do head-to-heads or you can go up against a big group of people. They have games all the way from $2 to up to, I think, $5,000. So whatever your pocketbook looks like, they are ready for you. They've got several different free bets for new players. So get in there, get your deposit, and hop on one of those free bets. I think this week, Christian McCaffrey over 1.5 rushing yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a free bet.
Yeah, that's free money right there, man. And they'll match your deposit up to $250 if you use our promo code Fourth and Flex. There's a link down in the description. And if you're not just NFL, you like NBA, all those other things, you can also check out the other sports they got over there. Thrive Fantasy, great stuff going on over there, buddy.
For sure.
So what do you think, man?
Yeah, man, you know, it was a crazy weekend. You know, a lot happened. I mean, you know, prayers for Nick Chubb. You know, Monday Night Football was a devastating injury he had. I don't know what's going to happen. We know it's season ending injury. But I mean, I'm hoping that he'll get back to football, man. That's the scariest part, is he might not ever play again.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. That I had to literally look online to actually see what had happened to Chubb, man. But that's insane, bro. Hopefully, just season ending and not career ending, because you know Chubb's a baller, bro. Chubb's a baller.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, Saquon went down too. Joe Burrow re-aggravated his calf. I mean, there's just a lot of big guys, big names for fantasy that are going down, you know, and I mean, that's just part of the game, but it's tough.
Lots of injuries, lots and lots of injury. Tommy popping in the comments says, I lost Barkley and Chubb. Well, we got some waiver ads to help you out, man. Also, Tommy says, what's up, my boys? What's happening?
What up?
And Bayou Bangle says, hit that like button, y'all. You got to hit that like button for us, man. Helps us out tremendously. But yeah, we're here for a purpose. That purpose is waiver wire ads. Buddy, let's get into a little bit of what's on the wire. Let's just jump right in to some quarterback waiver wire ads, buddy. Jumping off on my list, it's got to be C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud, look, he's had a little rough. He's trying to figure things out. I mean, this week looked a lot better than last week. That's for sure. Went 30 of 47, 384 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The QB 13 on the week. And he's feeding my boy Nico Collins, which I can't get enough of. You know what I mean? I like what I'm seeing with C.J. Stroud, man. And if you had a quarterback go down, I think he can get you there, man.
Yeah, man, I like C.J. Stroud a lot. You know when a quarterback is doing good, when all of the wide receivers on the team are putting up fantasy points, that has to correlate to the quarterback. He's getting better every week, and we're only in week two. I'm excited to see where he's going to go, but I really like him as a pickup.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, it's got to be my main man, Russell Wilson, baby. You know, he's 49% rostered on Sleeper, so he's available in half the leagues at least. He was the number three quarterback on the week, baby, Russell Wilson.
Okay.
You know, he had 18 for 32 for 308 yards and three touchdowns, plus 56 yards on the ground. Welcome back, running quarterback Russell Wilson. We appreciate you. He's got some, you know, the matchups he's coming up. He's got Miami next, which is, you know, it's going to be an intense game, but it's also going to be probably a high scoring game. I think that's good for fantasy. And then he's got Chicago after that. We know people can put up fantasy points on Chicago. So I think he's definitely a grab if he's out there.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, man, it sucks for them because they're still 0-2. Then they got the Dolphins coming up, which is going to be a hard matchup. You can see that Russell Wilson is doing things to make him fantasy relevant. He's trying really hard, and it's showing on our scorecards here. Because last year, I wasn't touching no Russell Wilson. This year, I'm definitely considering it, man. And I really think they're going to get it figured out in that offense, man. So I like Russell Wilson as an ad, Trey.
For sure, for sure.
But moving on to my next guy, it's a guy that I've been talking about, a guy on my team. It is Baker Mayfield. I talked about him last week. I got to talk about him again. If you thought last week was a fluke, it was the Vikings. And I know it was the Bears this week. But listen to this, 26 of 34, 317 yards. Was it one touchdown? The QB 18 on the week. Baker Mayfield, man, I tell you what, I'm starting him over Justin Fields this week coming up because Justin has been messing up. But Baker Mayfield, man, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm telling you, starting to boom, baby. I'm starting to love what I see on the field, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like Baker a lot. You know, he looks ferocious out there on the field. I mean, 2-0, you know, he's poised in the pocket. He's reading the defenses. He's doing his thing. I'm excited to see it. I think Baker's a great ad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, and this guy was on our waiver wire show in quarterbacks last week, but he's still only 32% rostered on Sleeper. That's Matthew Stafford, baby. You know, and this dude went up against the Niners, and he's still relevant. He put up 34 for 55 for 307 yards and one touchdown. He also had four carries for 17 yards. So, you know, Matt Stafford running a little bit.
Yay.
But like I said, that was against the Niners. They got the Bengals this week, so I think it's going to be a little bit easier matchup for the team. And like I said, he put up points against the Niners, so all these other teams with the lesser defenses, he's going to really show out on. Puka Nacua breaking records for targets and receptions already. Matthew Stafford looking, you know, not 100% to Super Bowl Matthew Stafford, but getting really close to it, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I don't know if he'll be back until his boy comes back, but I tell you what, Puka Nacua is a great substitution, man. This guy is, like you said, breaking records. Matthew Stafford is throwing the rock around. He's spreading the ball around. I love what I'm seeing from Matthew Stafford. And, you know, he's definitely going to probably be on the wire there. So you might want to go ahead and grab him up, Trey.
For sure. Do it.
And that is the quarterback waiver wire ads for week three. Let's go ahead and move on to the running backs. Waiver wire ads for this week. We know you know we got some juicy ones. I'm not going to start with the juiciest, but I'm going to start with a guy that definitely did some stuff. That's Zach Moss. Okay, 18 attempts, 88 yards, one touchdown. The RB10 on the week. Listen to this, 98% of the snaps Zach Moss played, 98%. Look, if you get a running back that's on the field 98% of the time, he's going to do well, I promise you, because they are using this guy. And, I mean, I guess he needed his chance, man. That offensive line is good. Zach Moss is getting out there and making moves, Trey.
Yeah, man, I think if Zach Moss is on your waiver wire as a running back, I would probably grab him up more than any other guy out there right now. Just for the simple fact that if Jonathan Taylor, you know, there's still bad blood with the team and he might get traded. All these other teams are looking for running backs. You know, who's to say that Zach Moss isn't the guy going forward even after we think Jonathan Taylor's coming back? And when he's getting 98% of the snaps, I mean, the volume alone gives this dude fantasy relevance on top of he's not a bad running back. So I really like Zach Moss a lot.
Yep, sure do.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it has to be Jerome Ford. You know, unfortunate season-ending injury for Nick Chubb. Ford is next in line. And even Kevin Stefanski come out and said that Ford is the feature back going forward. But they will look for help in free agency. That does not mean that somebody's going to come in and take over the role. So Ford could still be the lead back, even if they bring somebody in. You know, I heard maybe Kareem Hunt come in, you know, maybe it'll be like the back old, you know, instead of Chubb and Hunt, it'll be the Ford and Hunt, and Hunt will get the receptions. But, you know, he had, after Chubb went out, Ford had 16 carries for 106 yards and four targets for 24 yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's not bad for a guy that's been sitting on the bench. So I like Ford a lot. I definitely think you go out, especially for Chubb owners. I would be willing to spend at least 30% of my fab budget on that.
Yeah, buddy. I'm adding Jerome Ford everywhere. I had Nick Chubb in a few of my leagues. I think Jerome Ford is going to be a good substitution for Nick Chubb. You know, nobody's going to be Nick Chubb, but I think Jerome Ford is going to he was doing his best Nick Chubb impression last night. That's for sure. So give me some Jerome Ford, buddy, in almost all my leagues. I love that ad.
For sure.
But moving to the next guy on our list, this is a guy who's the number two back, and maybe it's a little early to be adding him, but that's Roschon Johnson. Now, you know I love me some Khalil Herbert, and I'm not giving up on my boy, but I do see some greatness coming out of Roschon Johnson. Look, he only had four attempts for 32 yards, but he was the RB38. On the week, which isn't great, don't get me wrong, but he was on for 42% of the snaps. That's almost half of the snaps. And when he's on the field, it's electric, buddy. So you've got to add you some Roschon Johnson, if not now, for the future.
Yeah, man, I like Roschon Johnson a lot. What I guess Foreman was a healthy scratch, right? You know, mm-hmm. So that puts it as a two-back backfield. Khalil Herbert's going to get work, but Roschon Johnson looks electric when he gets the ball. So I understand it completely. I like the ad.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our last waiver wire running back ad, and this one's kind of one of those that just kind of play it by ear. It's Matt Breida. Obviously, Barkley, they said, was out potentially for 3 weeks. Now they're saying he's a game-time decision. But if he's out, Matt Breida's the guy in. They are playing the Niners this week, so it's hard to start Matt Breida in that situation. But if you're struggling, none of these other guys are out there available on your wire and you need somebody if you lose Saquon, he's worth an ad just because he's going to be the next guy in line.
Yeah, Matt Breida. I know they're going against a pretty rough defense in the 49ers, so I would be very careful starting him up. But, I mean, I like it as an ad if you're really, really in need of a guy. You know what I mean?
But if you're just looking for a guy to fill 1 week, we got an honorable mention here. It's Tony Jones Jr. You know, Jamal Williams went out. Tony Jones Jr. came in, got two touchdowns, got all the work. There's nobody left in that backfield until Kamara comes back. If Jamal Williams, you know, it doesn't look like he's going to miss too much time. But next week, you know, Tony Jones be a good fill-in for a streamer position.
Absolutely, yeah. Tony Jones Jr. looked pretty good in there last night, man. He was doing his thing. I mean, he was doing a lot of blocking too, but when he did get the ball, it was good. What, he got two touchdowns? Tony Jones Jr. could be a great, you know, just for a 1 week.
Just a fill-in,
man. Absolutely. But that's the running back waiver wire ads. Let's move on to the wide receivers, man. Let's go ahead and start the list off with a guy that nobody saw coming, and that is Robert Woods, a.k.a. Bobby Trees. 74 yards, 6 catches, wide receiver 40, but listen to this, in for 86% of the snaps. I've said it already, C.J. Stroud is slowly figuring things out. He's realizing that he can rely on his veteran wide receiver, Robert Woods. And, you know, Bobby Trees is getting some work, buddy. You got to get you some Bobby Trees, man.
Yeah, man, I like it. He looks to be the wide receiver two on the team outside of Nico Collins. And everybody on this team's getting work, like I said, and it's going to fluctuate week to week, you know, depending on the matchup and how the defense is playing. Robert Woods is going to get some work if C.J. Stroud is throwing around the ball like he is. So I like the ad for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But jumping to my next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's got to be Jaden Reed. And you're like, who's Jaden Reed? And I'm like, oh, he's a Green Bay wide receiver. This past week, he had 4 for 37 and 2 touchdowns, but he caught 4 for, but he had 8 targets, which is good. He had 56% of the snaps. And he's only rostered in 20% of leagues. Now, Dobbs had a rough game, and Reed stepped up. If Watson remains out, you know, it's going to be a Dobbs or a Reed show, and you got to kind of decipher which one or the other. But it looks like Jordan Love is willing to throw it around a little bit and not just target one single guy. So Reed could get some work. It's worth putting on your bench.
Yeah. I love messing with those Green Bay wide receivers. Jaden Reed, hopefully he can keep this going and continue to remain on our list, buddy.
For sure.
Moving on to the next guy. This is a guy who has some chemistry with his quarterback and another one that we probably didn't see coming at the beginning of the season. That is Joshua Reynolds. 5 catches, 66 yards, 2, count them, 1, 2 touchdowns, baby. Wide receiver 9 on the week, which is insane to me because it's Joshua Reynolds. But Jared Goff, Joshua Reynolds, both came from the Rams. It makes sense that when Jared Goff starts struggling, he can count on his speedy wide receiver, Joshua Reynolds, in for 80% of the snaps, as I might add. Get you some Joshua Reynolds. He's stayed consistent so far, and I like that, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like Joshua Reynolds. You know, we talked about how Amon-Ra is just going to get peppered with all the targets. It looks like somebody else has finally stepped up in the wide receiver room in Detroit and is available to take some of those some of that heat off of Amon-Ra. I think Amon-Ra actually finished like wide receiver 18 this week. So, you know, every now and then Joshua Reynolds is going to get his, but he's going to be consistent, sounds like, so far. So I think he's definitely a great add.
I like it.
But moving to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, you know, first you got Puka Nacua. Now we got Tutu Atwell. I mean, Matthew Stafford throwing the ball around, it's going to get to some receivers. He had 7 catches for 77 yards, something angelic about that. He had a 94% snap percentage, though. He is a solid wide receiver 3 option going forward for your fantasy team. And as long as Kupp is sidelined, he's going to get work. And he's only 32% rostered on Sleeper. So go out and get you some Tutu Atwell, because when Puka Nacua is not getting the targets, Tutu is.
I like it. I like Tutu. I seen him last year have his moments of boom and bust. But when he booms, he booms. Now, I'd love to see some more consistency out of Tutu Atwell. But if he can remain consistent, I'd love to have you on my team, buddy.
For sure.
That's the wide receivers. We have knocking these bad boys out. Let's go ahead and move on to the tight end waiver wire ads for week 3. I got to talk about this guy, this Arkansas tight end who's been killing it. We knew he had it in him, but he's really showing us this year, and that is Hunter Henry. Bro, 6 catches, 52 yards, 1 touchdown. Listen, week 1, tight end 1. Week 2, tight end 2. Back-to-back touchdowns in the weeks. We've called Hunter Henry the touchdown machine in the past. He's playing 92% of the snaps on the Patriots. Look, Hunter Henry is going out there. He's making moves. He's getting open for his quarterback. And he's been the tight end 1 and 2 in the last 2 weeks. You've got to get Hunter Henry in your tight end slot, buddy.
Yeah, man. Hunter Henry's one of those guys that's looking a lot like a league-winning tight end position. I mean, he might finish top 5 tight end on the year, and he's out there on your waivers. So he's definitely a go-get-him kind of guy. Every league I'm in, I've got some fab thrown towards Hunter Henry. I suggest y'all do the same, because this dude is just doing his thing. You know, touchdown machine. We continue to talk about it. And the team's looking a lot better this year. So I like to see Hunter Henry out there.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our next tight end waiver wire pickup, it's a guy that we really didn't talk about all offseason because he was injured, but comes back, Zach Ertz, 6 for 8 and 56 yards. Was the tight end 8 on the year so far, 68% of snaps on the field, but he's had 18 targets in 2 games. And Joshua Dobbs is just getting better and better. If he continues to be on the incline with that, Zach Ertz is going to be a great tight end moving forward, and I love me some Zach Ertz. I can't wait to see it.
You have always to love you some Zach Ertz, man. And Joshua Dobbs, when it comes to things get crazy, he looks down, he sees Zach Ertz, bam, there he goes, man. I love Zach Ertz. He's always been a great tight end. I just hope he can keep this thing consistent and Joshua Dobbs can keep feeding him. Zach Ertz for tight end waivers, I love it.
I mean, 18 targets in two games. That sounds good to me for any player.
Especially someone we didn't think was even going to be playing this year. Exactly. And it just kind of seems like he popped up out of nowhere, didn't
it? For sure. Yeah, exactly.
But let's move on to my next tight end waiver wire ad. And it's got to be Jake Ferguson. Not on a team that I love. Don't get me wrong. He got 3 catches, 11 yards, 1 touchdown. Tight end 11 somehow with those stats. That just goes to show you how volatile the tight end position really is. So when it comes to your tight ends, you can't hope for too much. You just got to hope for enough when it comes to the tight ends. He is playing 60% of the snaps. We know how Dak loves his tight ends. We saw it with Dalton Schultz last year. Give it a little more time. Let the Cowboys start to slowly figure things out. I think Jake Ferguson is going to be a good tight end for you.
Yeah, man, any tight end on the Cowboys is going to get work, and this one happens to be by the name of Jake Ferguson, so I think he's a grab.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire pickup, a guy that we love to talk about and hate to talk about at the same time, because he's not even a tight end, he's a quarterback, and that is Taysom Hill, baby. only 15% rostered on Sleeper. Week one, he didn't do a whole lot, but this week he had 40% of the snaps. I mean, that's scary for Derek Carr owners, you know, 40% of the snaps. And, you know, he was out there with Derek Carr on a couple plays here and there, but he also took direct snaps. He rushed for 75 yards on 9 carries, tight end 13 on the week, Taysom Hill, baby. So you want a quarterback in your tight end position, go out and get you some Taysom Hill. This dude is versatile. He's going to get touchdowns. He didn't get one this week. Still the tight end 13.
I love it. Taysom Hill, man. I mean, every year you think, yeah, he's not going to do anything. It's definitely not going to happen. And then here he comes taking snaps as a running back last week, man. That means you're going to have a tight end as a running back, quarterback. And
he was lined up as a receiver too.
Insane. The problem is with Taysom Hill, we all know, is he it's never consistent. Like, you'll start him, he'll do nothing. You'll sit him, he'll do everything. We'll see going forward how they're going to handle this Taysom Hill stuff. Hopefully, it'll be a good ad.
Yeah, just the way I see it is that, you know, I look down the tight end list and a lot of these guys, man, I mean, you know, tight end 10 through 20 had like 3 catches for 10, 15 yards, you know. Mm-hmm. And if that's what you're looking at when you're looking at the waiver wire, give me the guy that's taking snaps at quarterback.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it. I like it. Taysom Hill, man. Maybe get him on your team, buddy. But yeah, that is our waiver wire ads. Good stuff, man. Real quick, man. Tommy's got him a question. He says, look, I know this isn't the start and sit show, but I got a question about Thursday. Would you start Waller or Laporta? Also got a trade offer for Waller. I got offered. Well, let's get to the first part first. What do you got, buddy?
I have not seen who Detroit is playing yet. But I do like, Waller. I think I would stick with Waller this week for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. It is the 49ers that they are playing, but I would go Waller here as well. And then he says, I got offered Ayuk and Njoku for Waller. What do you think about that?
Yeah, man. You know, that's tough. I love Ayuk. I know he had a rough week, but I think it's going to, you know, he's going to continue to do great things. Njoku, you know, is just really struggling with Deshaun Watson there. I think I would stick with Waller, in my opinion, you know, for now anyway.
You can't go wrong sticking with Waller at all. I like it. Speaking of trades, it's time for Trade Dead. Look at Taysom Hill hanging out on the Trade That Dude thing. I love it. I love it. Now we're on to Trade That Dude, man. Some guys on your team that maybe it's time to trade. Maybe you buy low, maybe you sell high. It just depends. Trey, what do you got for us on Trade That Dude this week?
So my Trade That Dude this week has to be Ja'Marr Chase, who finished as the wide receiver 62 on the week.
Yikes.
Go get him. Okay, go get some Ja'Marr Chase because he's had a rough couple weeks. You know, we all know that the Bengals get better in the second half of the season. You can get Ja'Marr Chase for a value right now. Go get him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Jamar Chase would be some value right now. I mean, the only thing that scares me is Joe Burrow, you know, re-aggravating that calf, you know, maybe we got to worry about that. I don't know. Any quarterback who does come in is going to know to throw it to Jamar Chase though, right?
Exactly.
But can we trust them is the thing, but I love that. I love it. Let's get to my trade that dude. And that is Justin Fields. I'm saying Justin Fields, go get him, okay? Go get Justin Fields, baby, because he's about to start going off. Trey, I know you don't agree with that. That's okay. He's had some rough weeks, but this is the Justin Fields that we saw at the beginning of last season, if you remember correctly, and we're like, Justin Fields is nobody. And then what happened? Dude started to blow, started to figure it out. Him and DJ Moore are going to get that chemistry. Get Justin Fields on your team, Trey.
Yeah, man. You know, I like it. If he actually starts running the ball like he should, he's going to put up fantasy points. So I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got any more for Trade That Dude?
That's it on my end.
Well, I got one more. I got one more Trade That Dude. That is Stephon Diggs. Look, let him go. I'm just saying, look, Stephon Diggs, you can get something really good for him, probably a couple things, because people are thinking, you know, he's just having some rough weeks. And he might be, don't get me wrong. But I'm not willing to sit there and deal with the Stephon Diggs story. You know, is he trying to get traded? Probably not, but who knows, man. Let go of Stephon Diggs and get you something that you know you can count on, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it a lot. You know, Diggs just hasn't been hitting like he should have been hitting. And I said it in our wide receiver video before the season started that Diggs wasn't in my top 10. So,
Show did. Show did. That's Trade That Dude. Let's get on to the gag bag. The gag bag. These are guys that we are done with. We're dropping them off our roster. No more on our teams. Gag bag. Who you got this week, buddy?
Yeah, man. So my gag bag this week has to be the running back four on the Eagles, Rashad Penny.
Ooh, running back four.
So you have, you know, DeAndre Swift, you got Gainwell, you got Boston Scott. Penny's the fourth one on that list, man, you know. And even with Gainwell hurt, Penny's still not getting more snaps than Boston Scott. He's not worth being rostered right now outside of Swift going down. And I still think Boston Scott would be the next guy to get the work. So I think just Rashad Penny should just be dropped and leave him on the wire.
Absolutely. Rashad Penny, throw him in the gag bag. In my gag bag this week, I got a couple of them, but I'm going to go ahead and start with this one. It is Cam Akers. I am done with Cam Akers. Honestly, I never started with Cam Akers, but I'm talking to you, America. Listen, Cam Akers, he had a couple of weeks here and there. He boomed a couple times, so it made you think this guy is somebody. I don't want any Cam Akers in my life. Okay, maybe he gets traded to another team. Does he come to that team and do well? Does he even start? I don't know. I don't want to deal with all that. I am done with Cam Akers. I am throwing him in the gag bag, Trey.
Yeah, man, I love it. Cam Akers, throw him in the gag bag.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got any more gag bags over there?
That's it for me.
I got another gag bag, and I mean this with all due respect. He's a rookie. He's trying. He got a touchdown in week one, so, hey, gave you a little hope, but it's Tank Bigsby. I mean, I love Tank Bigsby. I think he is going to be something special. But for now, I think he's droppable in most of your leagues. I think Tank Bigsby, throw him in the gag bag.
Yeah, I like it, man. Tank Bigsby's just not getting the work we expected. Shout out ETN owners. That's awesome for you. But Tank Bigsby owners, I think it's time to move on.
Yes, sir.
Get you some Jerome Ford.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Coop says, nice shirt, Trey. Loving the shirt. Sure.
Fantasy Football Expo, shout it out. We've been there. We did that.
Rocking it. Rocking it. All right. All right. So that is the gag bag. That is Trade That Dude. Now it's time for some Thursday night football starts and sits. Hey. Hey, Thursday night football starts and sits, baby. This week we've got the Giants at the 49ers, Trey.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Niners winning by 10. Yeah, I like it. I mean, you know, the Giants just got mollywopped 2 weeks ago by the Cowboys defense. The Niners defense is just as scary. You know, I think it's tough, but I think the Niners could easily win by 10.
I might have to agree here, buddy. Another week of Daniel Jones running for his life, perhaps. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. I got to take the 49ers in this match. They have just been unstoppable and one of the scarier teams in the NFL, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt.
But, yeah, let's go ahead and jump into it with the Giants. I'm going to go to my Giants starts here. Like I said, Daniel Jones probably running for his life. Could be a good thing. Could be a terrible thing. Could be a great day for Nick Bosa. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he runs. Maybe he does a few things for you. I'm going to go ahead and start him just because of how well he did last week. I think he's got it in him. It is a hard defense, but, I mean, this would be super flex, obviously, or if I have not many choices, I would go Daniel Jones as a start here. Saquon, he might play. He could be in there. If he does, I feel like you got to start him. It's Saquon. If there was Derrick Henry like that, and he was hurt, and he was like, maybe you start him, and he plays, you start that guy. He's your stud. You start him. Let's see. Matt Breida, like if Saquon doesn't play, I'd be super worried to start. So if you got a better option, I would not start Breida in there. But if not, throw him in there. We'll see what happens. But I'm not starting him if I can help it. Darren Waller, I'm definitely starting Darren Waller. He's kind of my – you know, always start tight end no matter what. I mean, it's not always pretty, but I feel like, again, with the defense coming at him, maybe Daniel Jones has to get rid of the ball pretty quickly, and Darren Waller's right there catching it in the flat. I like that. But that's my starts. What do you got?
For sure, for sure. Jumping on to the 49ers starts, I think Brock Purdy in Superflex is definitely startable. Christian McCaffrey, got to start that dude. Deebo Samuel, Ayuk, I think both these guys are startable. I know Ayuk had a rough week. I think he bounces back this week. George Kittle, I don't want to start him in this matchup because I don't know how much offense is going to be going around if the Niners defense is shutting the Giants down. But if you got George Kittle, you're starting him. I have to start him. I just you know, limit your expectations because he might not go off in this game. And sit Juwan Jennings and Elijah Mitchell, who literally didn't have a single snap last week.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a banger, buddy. Going to be a banger. Guys, don't forget to hit the like button for us and subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We got big things going on over here. Let's see. Haley popping in the comments. Did you see what happened to Chubb last night?
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah. How can you not? It was rough. It was rough. Old Chubby having issues out there. But yeah, that has been the Waiver Wire show, Trey. Great show. Guys, don't forget that we are on Patreon. Join our Patreon now. Patreon.com/@4thandflex. Big things going on over there, man. You're going to get some one-on-one time with your boys here. We're going to help you with your team. We're going to get you where you need to be. And don't forget that we got merch. We got hats. We got shirts. We got everything you need to look purdy this winter, summer, anytime, baby. Check out our merch down in the description below. Yeah, Trey, final thoughts, week three, what do you got?
I mean, you know, just keep grinding. If you're 0-2 in your league, you know, you still easily have a shot at the playoffs. Don't let that get to you. And for you 2-0 guys, you know, don't, get too soft because, people are coming for you. So, stay on it, stay into it, and stay on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
Experience a new way to play daily fantasy sports and esports on Thrive Fantasy. Thrive's game concept revolves around player props, which are simple over-unders on player stats. Here's how to play. Choose your lineup of over-unders for top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. Each prop has a fantasy point total based on how likely it is to hit. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points and win a share of the prize pool. There are contests for traditional sports, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, and cricket, along with esports titles CSGO, Dota 2, League of Legends, Valorant, and more coming soon. Visit the prop lobby and build your entry of 2, 3, or 4 player predictions. Thrive Fantasy offers the best multipliers compared to the competition. Choose correctly, and you could win big. Thrive has awarded over $6 million in cash. Come and prop up today.
Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes, such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.